Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, that doesn't mean you need to lose your home. We'll be talking to the head of a national organization about how you can avoid a foreclosure. Also, a state committee ruling yesterday that university graduate student research assistants don't have the right to unionize. I'll talk to a union official about the failed effort and why students are even attempting to form a union. But first, while the Humane Society is well known for its work in protecting animals and has played a big role in reducing the suffering they might otherwise face, there have been recent concerns within the state organization about the rate that animals are being euthanized at some shelters. To get to the bottom of this story, I'm joined by Cal Morgan, the president of the Michigan Humane Society. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on. Glad to be here.
Now, Cal, the overall euthanasia rate at the Michigan Humane Society has increased from 66% in 2000 to 70% the past 4 years, even though fewer animals are being taken in. Three board members have apparently resigned, saying that an audit of shelter operations needs to be conducted. What's happening here? Why are so many animals being put down?
Well, you know, Michael, it's a... there are several factors in it. It's not a simple, 30-second soundbite. But at the end of the day, we have, as the economy has worsened in our state, and particularly in the inner city areas, the fallout trickles down to affect animals. So we have an increasing level of neglect. We have people who don't have their means to get veterinary care. We have an increase in organized crime, which leads to more exploitation of dogs and dogfighting operations. And when you boil all that down, what happens is the number of animals that come to Michigan's largest open admission shelter are the ones that are in the worst possible condition. And that has continued to be a huge problem that we're facing. And not just us alone, but many cities across America, this is a problem. And we have to do more. Clearly, we're concerned about it, and we spend a tremendous amount of time working on trying to prevent these problems, but they're right now this is steamrolling our organization and many others.
Now, when an animal is brought to the Humane Society to a shelter, what factors lead to the decision to euthanize that animal?
Well, this is an area that we spend a tremendous amount of time looking at constantly, is how do we provide the best possible assessment of every single animal that comes through our doors. And we have nationally recognized behavior assessment specialists who have reviewed our assessments, and we also have an outstanding staff of veterinary experts who take a look at every single animal that comes through. They go through a thorough medical exam and assessments, as well as a behavior assessment. And based upon those assessments, we determine whether or not that animal falls into one of three categories. Either it's healthy and ready to go, has a good temperament, that's an adoptable animal. At right now, 100% of all those animals get placed. Then there's a category called treatable animals, and those are animals that, with the proper medical care and the proper perhaps training and behavior training, we can make those animals adoptable and go into homes. Right now, that category is about 70% of those animals are currently being placed.
I see. So let me just ask you, if an animal is healthy and not being adopted for an extended period of time, is that grounds for putting it down?
No, there's never a time limit at any of our facilities for an animal that's up for adoption. Animals don't actually stay in our facilities for any great length of time. Our length of stay is relatively low. The problem is this last category, which is the largest percentage, sadly, of the animals we take in. These are the animals that are dangerous. These are the animals that are hopelessly ill. We take in animals that are sick and injured, that are irreparably damaged or in such terrible condition that there's no way they could go home. And that's the problem we're trying to focus on.
Now, in terms of this audit, has an audit not been performed then in terms of the procedures being used to euthanize animals?
Well, you know, we have had a number of, over the last 2 years, a number of experts from around the country who we've invited to come in. Some of them have done a single one-day walk through our facility, look at our procedures, and give us recommendations. Others have come and spent multiple days looking at what we do, giving us better ideas on how to do it better. Our board looked at all that over the last 2 years, and when the suggestion was made to do yet another audit, they said, you know, we feel pretty confident that we've had people coming in with regularity and taking a look at what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the majority of the board, 14 out of 18 said, we're very comfortable. We've looked at all the information, and we think we need to focus our resources on saving more lives and not going back and doing yet another audit.
Okay. I'm talking to Cal Morgan. He's the president of the Michigan Humane Society. You know, Cal, we've had some very serious cases of dogs being abused here in the Lansing area over the winter. In fact, one ongoing case now involves an MSU osteopathic medical school student who allegedly killed 12 Italian greyhounds. How prevalent is this type of very serious abuse here in Michigan?
You know, we've been monitoring that case as well because it's you know, obviously a concern to us as we keep an eye on everything going on across our state. And I will tell you, the prevalence of abuse cases has only gotten more severe, and I think a lot of it has to do with the economic stress and the social stress that so many people are under. We start to see people taking out their aggression, their frustration, their anger on those that are vulnerable, and clearly animals are going to be an easy target for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I just spoke with someone over the weekend, and I was asking about the abuse and neglect even in the horse population. Across our state, there's a significant amount of horses that are abandoned and neglected. So it's really playing out in every community in our state, and it's something that we really need to raise awareness about.
In terms of the penalties, for example, this alleged killer of these 12 Italian greyhounds, he apparently described his abuse as, quote, a vicious cycle that he couldn't get out of. Are folks that actually mistreat and abuse animals, are they penalized in a proper way? I mean, should they be considered serious criminals, or should they require mostly psychological help?
Well, you know, every case is unique, and it's hard to generalize across the board. We have been pretty instrumental in the last couple of decades in strengthening the laws in Michigan to give prosecutors more ability to order jail time and to raise some of this abuse to felony level cases. So it's I think we've had a number of felony convictions where people have actually had to do jail time in the last couple of years. At the end of the day, so much of what we do in this arena is education, and a lot of times people just need to be better educated about positive ways to interact with animals, as opposed to looking at them as inanimate objects, almost that don't have feelings and don't have any sort of you know, we don't have to be responsible.
You know,
and I think that's.
I was going to say, last time I was in a shelter, I actually looked at the little signs that explained the reason why the dog or cat was there. Many of them actually said things like owner moved, rather than something that I would guess would have to be a more serious reason for leaving your pet after having it for several years. I mean, do you think people generally take the ownership of animals seriously enough?
Well, I think it's something that we've got to continue to push. Is helping people understand. I would say that over the last, I'll say 10 years, I think we seem to observe a general trend in society. Some people tie it to 9/11 as sort of a time where people started reevaluating those things that mean a lot to them, their family and the animals in their lives. Since that time, I think there's been a general trend to raise the value of animals. We see it more and more. People are coming forward and they're saying, you know, animals are important in our life. We want to help. We want to do more. We want to try to go to a shelter or a rescue to get an animal instead of a pet store. So, I'm optimistic. I think in general, it's beginning to change perceptions out there. But it's a, you know, it's sort of a long-term approach, and it's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But I'm hopeful, Michael. I'm optimistic.
Cal Morgan, he is the president of the Michigan Humane Society. Thank you for joining me, Cal.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.